will give. And Brother Casario has 5 words and 2 scriptures as the basis for his talk, so let's give him our attention.
Illnesses and ailments are universal in the human experience. Even if we happen to be speaking to that 1 in a million person who is the picture-perfect model of health, you can be sure someone in their family is dealing with something. So even in the exception, it still applies. And as our ministry is moving more and more to just making conversations with people, this is a subject that's just going to come up over and over and over again. So what scriptures would you use to make this point? Now, it's your ministry. You handle it as best you can in the way that you feel comfortable with. Use whatever scriptures that resonate with you. However, when we look at our reference material for this part, there are certain advantages to the scriptures that are highlighted. In fact, this is coming from the appendix of the Love People brochure. And in that appendix, it makes this point. Whenever we speak to people, we want to share simple truths. So let's take a look at one of our scriptures, Isaiah 33:24. Let's see how simplicity applies to this verse. Isaiah 33:24. And no resident will say, I am sick. So how would you elaborate on this? No one's going to say, I am sick. Let's break this verse down. No resident is going to say, I am sick. Let's summarize. No one is going to say, I am sick. How much simpler can you get? Simple truths allow it to be planted in our minds. So as we're speaking to people, it's so simple, it's impossible for them to forget it. That's the beauty of it. Let's look up another scripture. This one's not about simplicity. This is making a different point. Isaiah 35:5-6. So we're staying in the same book. Isaiah 35:5-6. At that time, the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. At that time, the lame will leap like the deer, and the tongue of the speechless will shout for joy. Now, the first scripture was beautiful in its simplicity. This scripture, the beauty of it is it brings the emotions into play. It brings the heart into play. It conveys the exuberance, the excitement, the unbridled joy of what we're talking about. Because we love the truths we teach. And when we love it, it affects how we talk about it. We get excited. We get into it. We start gesticulating wildly. Because when we're enthusiastic about the material, that's contagious. They will be as well. And this, so we're picking a verse here that allows that enthusiasm to come out. So in conclusion, we're not making rules as to which scriptures to use in any given situation, but it's a well-taken point to, one, use scriptures that are simple, and two, use scriptures that involve the emotions and the hearts.